Now, as you know, East Coast FM's Wicklow-wide coffee morning had to be postponed back in April due to the coronavirus. But all this week, we're asking you to sit back, relax, grab a coffee at home and enjoy the East Coast FM Wicklow-wide coffee morning. And most importantly, we are asking you to donate. This year, more than ever before, the cancer supports in Wicklow and the Wicklow Hospice really need our help, as virtually all the fundraisers have been cancelled. Donating is easier than ever. You simply text the word EAST to 5300 to donate €4, or go to eastcoast.fm/coffee morning and you can donate there. All the links are on the East Coast FM Facebook, Instagram and Twitter pages. Now, throughout the week, we'll be hearing about the work that the cancer supports in Wicklow and the Wicklow Hospice do. We'll hear from cancer patients, from survivors, from family and the people who will make it all possible. Dave Harrington spoke to Anita O'Rourke about how Purple House Cancer Support has helped her.
Basically, my story started in 2012. I would have been aware of Purple House, which was then Bray Cancer Support, from my parents would have had connections with them. And then in 2012, just like the stories of many people before me, found a lump in the shower in my left breast, went to the doctor, got it checked out. When I was in the service being checked out, they did some biopsies, so I kind of knew at that stage that I was in trouble. And a week later then, my mum came with me, and it was confirmed I had left-sided breast cancer, HER2 positive. Very soon after, I went through a mastectomy. Those weeks following diagnosis are the most scrambled, confusing roller coaster ride, and I just immediately thought of Purple House. I had this medical model plan that I was going to be following, but I really felt that there was a need for my emotions, my thoughts, how I was feeling, how everybody else was feeling, and the psychosocial part to be addressed as well. So I decided I would make my plan. My plan would be what was put on me by the medical doctors, and I would completely go with that. But I would also see my friends, laugh a lot, take as much out of it as I could, and support myself in every way possible. So I started doing things like having cancer counselling in Purple House. And it's such a place of hope and help and heart. It's a real haven. For people who have had cancer diagnoses, or those that are going through treatment, or cancer survivors and their families. So I used the service for around 2.5 years. They supported me through chemotherapy, and they supported me post my treatment, getting back to work, because cancer doesn't just affect your body, it affects your mind, it affects your finances, it affects your friendships, your relationships. It's like a big stone that splashes in the water, and it splashes on everybody. You're never the same once you've had cancer. It's a new normal to get used to. So then roll on to 2017, and I was back to work. I was loving life. I'd had a year out to get treatment, and then just resumed everything. And I just was sitting at my desk, like I am now, and I reached across to get something, and I got a pain in my right breast. And I knew immediately. And the first, and I really mean this, Dave, the first thought that crossed my head was Purple House. And I left a message, rang my doctor, got referred in to the medical services, and I was blessed with my oncologists, and I was blessed with my surgeons, and the absolute earth angels that are in the chemo wards and radiotherapy. But the most blessed I was around Purple House, my family and my friends, because they created and we wove together a seamless blanket around me. So again, I was getting alternative therapies, I was getting cancer counselling, I was just met where I was at in terms of when you enter Purple House, it's just wherever you are that they greet you and support you and hold you. So I had 20 rounds of chemo, and I had 20 rounds of radiotherapy, and I'm very lucky with my outcomes. I'm back to life, I'm back to work, but it has left an indelible mark. on me, and I'm not the same person that I was. I'm the same Anita, but I definitely have been impacted. And one of the things that I feel, you know, we're entitled to medical assistance, we're entitled to, you know, public and private medical schemes, but the one thing that I feel isn't clear is the psychosocial and the medical model. And just as chemotherapy and radiotherapy and operations can be prescribed, so too should a cancer support centre. And I know I'm blessed that I have Purple House. I have benefited hugely, hugely from Purple House, and will continue to as a cancer survivor as well.
I'm sitting here silently listening in almost awe of how proactive you've been, and as you put it, the roller coaster of emotions that you were under and on, and your family, and that analogy and that image of the stone landing in the water and splashing out and the ripples and splashing everybody. It's not just you, it's your family, it's your friends, it's everybody involved in your life. And I suppose indelible is the word, that effect.
It is indelible, and I can understand why people stick their head in the sand and don't want to, and that may work for them, but for me, I had to recognize the change in my body, I had to recognize the change in my mindset, I had to recognize the change in my strength, because who I was before is not who I am now. I would have had a naivety in pre-2012, and I would have really, really seen an opportunity. And this is something that, Dave, I think it's not really highlighted enough. The psychosocial element of cancer is really deeply affecting, and the financial aspect of cancer is really deeply affecting. But not all of it is negative. And that's what somewhere like Purple House helps you to appreciate the positives, helps you to build your strength, helps you to be grateful, helps you to grow a community of people who are in a similar situation or were in a similar situation. And I've done courses through Purple House, and all I can say is cancer is not the worst thing that has happened in my life, and it won't ever be the worst thing that will happen in my life. Losing somebody is far worse. You know, things like that, if you have the right support system, and that's why I think it's really important, it's led by the person themselves, what you want is what's most important. And it's really important to have that seamless, weaved hammock of support, I suppose. And all of that will be many colours. It could be purple from Purple House, or it might be a different cancer support centre. It will be your surgeons, it will be your nurses, it will be, you know, your partner, it'll be your children, it'll be your nieces, nephews, it'll be your parents, it'll be your siblings. And I was blessed with my parents, my siblings, my nieces, my siblings' partners, my friends. People I didn't really even know then have become close friends. And that's the benefits, that's the good side and the upside of cancer. And the good side as well is that cancer survivorship is going up and up and up, and that can only be celebrated.
Anita O'Rourke, thank you so much for so eloquently, emotionally, and I think it's the right word, enthusiastically sharing your story with me.
You're more than welcome, Dave.
If you would like to donate to the East Coast FM Coffee Morning, text EAST to 50300 or donate online at eastcoast.fm. Text costs €4. The Wicklow Cancer Support Services and the Wicklow Hospice will receive a minimum of €3.60. Service provider like charity.